Nominations for the 73rd Motion Picture Academy Awards were announced this morning in Beverly Hills, California. Gladiator led the list with 12 nominations. As expected, Tom Hanks was nominated for Best Actor for Castaway and Julia Roberts for Best Actress for Erin Brockovich. But there were also a few surprises. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan is up very early this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Big surprise was 10 nominations for Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Has a foreign language movie ever done that before?
This is really completely unprecedented. There's never been, I think, double-digit nominations for a foreign language film. And this isn't even a film in a language, you know, we're familiar with, like French or German or Italian. This is in Mandarin Chinese. It also got 10 nominations without having any acting nominations, which is very unusual. It had mostly, you know, craft nominations, editing, things like that. It even had Best Song. I don't know that anyone came out of this movie, you know, humming A Love Before Time, but that got nominated.
Well, it's up for both Best Picture and Best Foreign Film. Do the voters then say, well, we'll just make it the Best Foreign Film and we can concentrate on the others for Best Picture?
Well, they might actually do that. That might happen, even though obviously the people who made it would love it to win Best Picture, but probably, you know, it's got to be considered a long shot. But even getting this far was a long shot, so you can't really write it off.
Director Steven Soderbergh is competing against himself in two categories.
Yes, this is really unprecedented as well. He is nominated for Best Director twice for Erin Brockovich and Traffic, and those same two films are among the five films nominated for Best Picture. And to have that kind of a double-double has never happened before either.
What if you get a double nomination and you lose anyway?
Well, that's also possible. You know, you feel very bad the next morning is what happens if that happens. But, you know, the fear is probably in his camp that these films will cancel each other out, and that could very well happen.
Any other surprises for you?
Well, I was surprised that Michael Douglas was not nominated for Wonder Boys. It was a very offbeat performance for him. It was a lovely offbeat film. And there was, you know, a lot of hope that he would get a nomination. It just didn't happen.
Stephen Daldry, nominated for Best Director for Billy Elliot, but his picture wasn't nominated. What does that mean?
That happens a lot. There's a great gap between the number of people who vote for Best Director. Probably only over 100 or so people vote for Best Director. Whereas for Best Picture, everyone in the Academy votes, which is like 5,000 people. So you've got such a gap between voting sizes, voting groups, that often they go for different things.
When a director is nominated for Best Director, does that, and his picture isn't nominated, does that mean that he has risen above his work?
No, it just means that different people are doing the voting. Yeah, there's very few people who vote for Best Director. It's a very small branch, whereas with Best Picture, everyone in the Academy votes. So it's two different voting groups, so they often make two different choices.
Got some winners?
Winners. Well, I think Julia Roberts will probably win. I think that's the safest bet. I think Russell Crowe will probably win for Best Actor. The Best Picture is just too hard to call. There are too many variables. It's going to be a real horse race.
Thanks.
Thank you, Bob.
Kenneth Turan is film critic for the Los Angeles Times.